Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to learn how to say noun in Chinese. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好。
你好, hi, Xiaolan.
Right, now, 现在。
Now, 现在。
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 Yeah, 现在,现, it's the first character, it's a fourth tone, and that means present, current, or something to become visible originally. And a character is a combination between the jade on the left and then to see on the right. And it's really nothing to do with to see because jian on the right hand side, that actually provides the sound. So it's really the phonic reason. It's a pitophonic character. Xian.
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 And 在 is the second character. It's also the fourth tone. And the character is like the earth. And that means to situate at something, at somewhere. So 现在 together, that means now.
现在, it's kind of here and now.
Yeah, here and now. And then, of course, in Chinese concept, there's a concept of time and concept of special relations. And then 现在, that actually the combination between time and the location. So 现在。
现在。
Yeah, 现在。So 现在在哪里?你现在在哪里?在哪里 it's where. So 现在在哪里? Where are you right now?
现在在哪里?
Yeah, 你现在在哪里?Where are you right now? 你现在在哪里?
你现在在哪里?我在家。
Okay, 我在家。我 is I. 在, that's the same 在 we talk about,、
yep.
situated. 家 is home. 我在家。
And I can also say, 我现在在家。Is that right?
Yep, that's right. So you just basically repeated saying,I'm at home right now. And it's the same thing as English. When you say I'm at home, I more or less know you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Because of the context. But it's okay if you want to emphasize 现在在家。
现在在家。And I guess one of the really useful things in Chinese is because you don't really have tenses in the same way. So using time words like, in this case, 现在 is giving that time context of I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.Exactly. And then another useful phrase you can learn is to say, what time is it? And in English, you don't really need to say what time it is now. But in Chinese, it will be quite useful. 现在几点?
Okay. 现在几点?
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 Yeah. So 现在 is now. 几点? 几, that means how many. And 点 originally is the dot.And here is a clock. How many o'clock is what time?
Hmm.
就现在几点?
Right now, how many o'clocks?
Yeah.
现在几点?
现在几点? Right now, how many o'clock? 现在几点?
现在几点?
Yeah, and then your answer can be, for example, 现在八点.
现在八点.
Yeah, 八 is number 8. 点 is a clock. So 8 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock now.现在八点。
现在八点。
Yeah, and did you notice that, when I say 现在, I actually put 现在 in the front and something else later. So, for example, 现在几点, rather than 几点现在。
Yes.
But in English, you can now in the beginning or at the end.
Right. In Chinese, 现在 will always come first. Is that right?
Most of the cases, as far as I can think of.
Okay.
Yeah, 现在几点。And normally you'd put the tense like now, next year, last night. You put it in the front so people get the context. 现在几点?
Well, that's really useful then. So you use the time word before you ask the question so that people know
yep.
exactly what you're asking before they have to answer it.
yep, it's more common. And then in English, you actually do the opposite. You say, I ate my lunch at 1 o'clock this afternoon, or I'm going to go to America next year.Then you actually put the time, you specify the time at the end. But then in Chinese, we tend to say, oh, 现在, now I'm going to do this. Or now I'm going to announce today our guest is Josh. Or I'm going to say next year, 明年, next year, I'm going to study in America. So you actually put a tense in front so people have clarity in the context when they continue listening to you.
Very good. Sometimes it's quite funny when you're trying to organize something with someone and you're asking for a time and then they suddenly say, 现在. This happened to me often in Taiwan, actually in official places. So, for example, I went to get it's like a health card. So when you go to the doctor in Taiwan, then you have to, your health insurance card. And being a foreign citizen, then I had to go and apply for this card. And in the UK, you get used to waiting for weeks or sometimes even months to apply for stuff and then it comes through the post. So I went to the counter and I asked them, when will the card arrive? When can I pick it up? And they said, one of the best words they said, 现在.
Mm-hmm.
They did it on the spot right there.
Yeah. So 现在 is now, and then 现在 also means, yeah, right away.
Yeah. And I know that the 现 of 现在, that also gets used to mean like something is live as well. So when a band plays a live concert, if I talk about how I really like a certain band, then I might say that band's 现场. 现场 is 很好听.
Yeah, 现场, 现 means at present.
Yeah.
So when a band is performing live, then that means 现场. 场 is the location, the venue. So 现场 means live.
Right. So in that case, it's almost like 现在 is now here.
Yeah, at this present moment.
When we're saying 现场, it's like now at that place. At that venue.
Yeah, now at that venue. And then when you say 现场, what I know is a live performance. Rather than pre-recorded or been edited, is a live performance.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So today we learn about now, which is very useful and very, very simple. And by the time you learn how to say 现在, you can actually put a lot of sentences you have learned and phrases you have learned in a context and express yourself in full. So the way to say now, 现在.
现在.
Yeah, 现在. Live performance, 现场.
现场.
Yeah, or right here on the stage, 现场.
现场.
Yep, thank you so much, Josh, for joining us. Today, we talk about now, 现在. I hope you enjoy this episode, and it's definitely very useful for you. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Josh.
再见, 小兰.